that thing listen to you.
Brilliant.
What about something a woman would wear around her waist in the kitchen when she's working?
Apron.
And this thing right here, you call that ink?
Yeah.
Yeah. And talking about keeping a baby's diaper together, you would use a
baby pen.
Okay. What about some old houses you see in the country have metal roofs? What about the metal itself? What is that you?
Tin roof. Yeah.
And you say a dime is worth how much?
10 cents.
Okay. Talking about clothing, what would you say to a man's 3-piece suit consists of?
Pants, jacket, and vest.
Okay. Would you ever call a jacket anything else?
Coat.
Okay. What about his pants? Ever call that anything else?
I don't call it slides.
What about trousers?
No sir.
Is when somebody says trousers, what do you think of?
I think of old pants, something like you wear on a farm or something.
Work pants?
Yes, sir.
Like that. What about if you say you don't call them slacks, what do you think of when somebody uses that word?
I think slacks are more like women. What about slacks?
What about, I want you to kind of fill in the blank here, talking about a jacket that has real fancy buttons. You say that jacket has fancy buttons. Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Well, because you're talking about where they're positioned. You say that jacket has fancy buttons. Yeah. Just a preposition. Where the buttons are. That jacket's got fancy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you go, this verb, if I need something, I might say, would you go me that?
Get me that.
Okay, or please, that here right now?
Bring that here.
Okay, if you did it yesterday, you'd say yesterday, I
promise you.
Yeah. And if you've done it several times, you'd say,
bring it here.
Talking about clothes again, if I'm trying on clothes, I might say something like, well, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it
would fit perfect.
It did what?
Would fit perfect.
Okay, perfect.
Or last year it fit perfect.
Okay. Say if my old suit is getting worn out, I might say, well, I need to go downtown and buy myself a
new suit.
And if a little boy starts stuffing things in his pocket, so that his pockets get bigger, you say his pocket begins to do what?
Bulge.
Okay. And say if a woman put a shirt in water that was too hot for it, and it got smaller, she'd say she did that if the shirt did what?
Shrunk.
Mm-hmm. And if you do that, somebody might say, well, if you do that, that shirt might
shrink.
Yeah. And you've done it several times before, you might say, every time I've done that, that shirt has
shrunk.
Yeah. What would you say a girl does if she likes to, if she spends a lot of time in front of the mirror, say she's got a date, she spends a lot of time in front of the mirror with herself, you know, you say she likes to do what?
Prim.
What would you say if a boy were doing the same thing?
I don't know.
Would you ever say a boy preps too?
I've heard people say that. But that sounds,
Yeah.
I don't know.
Particularly you say, but you wouldn't say preps.
I don't think so.
What would you say if a little girl likes to put on her mother's clothes, you'd say that she likes to
prime it.
Okay.